Welcome to worship. Thank you for coming. In the church calendar box, you'll see the activities of the coming week. On Wednesday night at 6:30, we have Bible study in the Ed Building. We begin actually at 6:30 with a light meal. And then we have a time of Bible study and then we have a time of prayer together. So please come if you can to that. Our April Family Fellowship Luncheon is next Sunday. It'll be hosted by Virginia Wood and Summer Sanchez. So we thank them for that. And please don't forget. And the Embers to the Flame group study is a study about church revitalization using the book by Harry Reeder, From Embers to a Flame. And it's meeting on Sunday afternoon at 6 o'clock in the Ed Building. That group is interested to know if anyone remembers anything that this church did in the past that we no longer do, that is worthy of doing again, that might promote health and growth in the church. If so, please write it down and place it in the offering plate or tell Baron Caulfield or one of the other group members about it. Question 65 of the Westminster Confession of Faith says, what is forbidden in the fifth commandment? And the answer is,
the fifth commandment is to bless God, forbidding anything against God, honor, duty, belongs to everyone.
Our call to worship comes from Psalm 46. Verses 1 and 2 and 10 and 11. Would you read it with me responsively? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way.
Though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea.
Be still, and God is thine, God. I will be exalted in the nations.
I will be exalted in the earth. Please stand. And let's sing the doxology. May be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord our God, you are our refuge, our strength, our ever-present help in trouble. Your sovereignty is the bedrock of our faith. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though the worst imaginable thing can happen. As we submit ourselves to your word, as we still ourselves before your presence, may we know that you are God. O Lord of hosts, be with us. Let this room be filled with your presence. We want you to be exalted among the nations. We want you to be exalted in the earth. We want you to be exalted among us in this place today. So hear us as we pray the way that your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus, taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 101, Come Thou Almighty King. Would you please stand if you are able, and let's sing stanzas 1 through 4. Let us confess our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. There He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, as we bow before You in prayer, we sense our absolute dependence upon You, for You are our Creator, our Sustainer, our Redeemer. We have sinned against You and against other people in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. Some people we have encountered this past week only needed a simple word of kindness, a meager act of compassion, but we didn't even offer as little as that. We are truly sorry and repent of all of our sins. For the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve You in newness of life, to the glory of Your name. We thank You for Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our only refuge, foundation, confidence, and hope for time and for eternity. Subdue our hearts. Let the atmosphere of this place throb with the glory of God and the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for those who are shut in and who are not able to be with us, like Mary Ellen Lovelady and Bess White and Bertha McCullough and Mosella Perkins and Bonnie Perkins and Martha Davis. I pray that by Your Spirit You would minister grace and mercy and compassion to them. To those who may be on the very threshold of death, we pray for dying grace. To those who are sick, we pray for healing grace. To those who are downcast and discouraged, I pray for encouragement. I pray for missionaries of Jesus Christ all over the world, including the ones listed in our bulletin, the Bowlings in Mexico while they are still on furlough, and for their plans to return to plant a church in cooperation with Mexican believers. For the chaplains with MTW, for the Davilas who visited us in December, returning to Costa Rica, for the Dahobes in Muslim North Africa, for the Hills in Peru, for the Pattersons with Wycliffe Bible translators, for the Romains working with Turkish people and Muslims in New York City. We also pray for Alan Cochet, who spent his last evening with us before returning to France, and for Steve Jameson's work with the Haitian pastors on Laganav, especially the upcoming trip there with two pastors from our presbytery. And I pray for Larry Brown with African Bible College. We pray for all of their safety, and that through them the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored by capturing hearts for the kingdom of Christ. Subdue our hearts by Your word. May the glory and beauty of the Lord Jesus shine through our religious exercises this morning. May His glory fill our minds, His grace regenerate our hearts, His love rule our affections, and may the Holy Spirit inflame us with great zeal to do Your will. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Well, on page 786 in the back of your Trinity hymnal, you won't find Psalm 6 because it's not there. But the next one is Psalm 8. So Psalm 8 is our responsive reading this morning on page 786 in the back of the Trinity hymnal. Would you please turn there and let's read it together responsively. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. All flocks and herds, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Our next hymn is 689. 689. Be still, my soul, and would you stand if you are able, and let's sing all four stanzas.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we have been taught in your word that you love a cheerful giver. So we bring these tithes and we bring these offerings today, not grudgingly, but joyfully and cheerfully. And we pray that you would take them and use them to build up your kingdom here in this place and extend the kingdom of Jesus Christ to the uttermost parts of the earth. For it's in His name that we pray. Amen. Message this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verses 33 through 39. And this is what it says. And they said to him, "The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees. But yours eat and drink." And Jesus said to them, "Can you make wedding guests feast fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new, for he says, 'The old is good.'" This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands and abides forever. It is inerrant. It is infallible. It is true. It is eternal. It is powerful. May God bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning. And we'll bring a message from that text after the special music.